Just congratulations to Boston College. Thoroughly outplayed us. You know, I'm disappointed in our performance. We haven't done that very much this year at all. But I don't really understand. Like, we defensively, I thought we were okay, but we didn't get any defensive rebounds, and you know, held them to 38% shooting, giving up 9 offensive rebounds, and then 40 points out of that. Something wasn't. We just weren't quite ready. Ultimately, that's on me. I don't really understand it. I thought we were, but we looked a half step slow and lacked urgency. And then I thought, you know, when we got behind, that's probably not great for us. We haven't been behind a lot this year, and we probably panicked a little bit, and we had a hard time. And, again, give Boston College a lot of credit. I thought they played with great confidence, and Jaden Zachary was terrific. Post is obviously an outstanding player, so they can spread you out. Claudel Harris made some threes. I just thought that they played with a lot of confidence and swagger and very free and loose, and you know, for whatever reason, we did not. Questions for us?
Any questions, guys? Here you go.
Hey, for PJ and Joe, Coach just mentioned a lack of juice, lack of energy. Did you guys feel that at all coming into this game? Was that a surprise? What would you kind of prescribe that to?
No, I mean, excuse me. In warm-ups, we thought we looked and felt great, had a good energy to us, and I don't know if it was just got popped in the mouth and didn't recover, or it was not in there in the first place. But I'll tell you what, I mean, just for 40 minutes, it was, they controlled it, and you know, it's a shame.
Yeah, would kind of agree. I mean, the coaches did a great job of getting us ready for this game. Coach gave us a great speech last night about being ready for things like this and coming to the tournaments like this, and just trying to go out there, and we just didn't have it for whatever reason. And, you know, it's not on the coaches, it's on the players. I mean, fortunately for us, we've had a great season so far, so, you know, hopefully we'll get another chance. But, you know, as a group, as players, we got to, you know, move forward and be better.
Okay. Gentleman in fifth row.
Toby Corson with the Tiger. You guys got out-rebounded by 16 boards tonight, and Joe led the team in rebounds. What was the struggles that you guys had down low grabbing those boards?
I mean, Boston College, they play hard, bunch of tough kids. That's how they've always been. And, you know, my 5 years in this league, it seems like every single time you play Boston College, they're going to just be tough. And, you know, no matter what the score is, no matter where you're playing them, when they're playing them, it's just, like I said, a bunch of tough kids. And, again, it goes back to us just being out tough. And as players, we just got to be better.
Okay. Gentlemen in the back.
Coach, obviously Chase Hunter had a rough night. Anything that Boston College did, or is it just a bad shooting night, or anything strategically that could change with Hunter?
No, I don't think it was anything strategically. I think it's just one of those tough outings. You know, I think sometimes you get behind and, you know, you're trying to make plays. Sometimes you can be a little overly aggressive. And that may have happened on a handful of occasions tonight for Chase. But certainly that was, you know, that's hard when one of your good players like that has a tough night. You know, it affects our team offensively. And, again, I think being behind and, you know, consistently all night felt like double figures most of the game, that we probably played a little too quick at times. I thought we hurried at times and, got away from what we do well. And so, some of that's on me. We got to do better as coaches, for sure, to help these guys.
Additional question?
Yeah, Coach, obviously the focus on tonight, but knowing what you know about the net rankings and everything, do you have an expectation about your seeding? Any no. thoughts on that?
No, not really. I'm really proud of our guys, and I talked to them last night and today before the game about how they should play loose and free. You know, guys like because of the work you've done for 31 games, you've played your way into the NCAA tournament. Now, there's a lot of teams, Boston College being one, that, you know, they're going to play desperate and they're going to play really hard. This is their chance. And for whatever reason, our guys just didn't respond as well as we normally do. And again, I think some of the credit to that is Boston College. It's not just, you know, we didn't get off to a great start. A lot of that was the way they played. Post made a couple buckets early. They guarded us well early. We couldn't get into a really good rhythm. And, you know, from then on out, it was a little bit of a struggle. But having said that, you know, to come into this tournament and there's only three teams in the ACC that are locks in the NCAA, I give my players a lot of credit for what they were able to accomplish the last 4 months. Tonight was, an oddity. I think we've played better basketball than this most other nights.
Okay, we have another question here.
Hey, for Brad, just the rebounding discrepancy, how frustrating was that to see given how good of a thing that's been for y'all this season?
Yeah, the rebounding has been really good. Obviously, Ian has been terrific in that regard. I think there are times we've had games like this, especially when there's long rebounds. Like, I thought there were a lot of long rebounds in the first half, and I'm disappointed in our guards. We talk about it a lot, that our guards have to get more involved on the defensive boards when there's long rebounds like that. And, in the first half, we were slow to the ball. And that part was disappointing. They were getting second and third shots on a lot of opportunities. Again, it's rare that a team shoots 38%. They only shot 8 free throws and they score 40 points. Certainly the rebounding was a big part of it.
Okay, question in fifth row.
You had almost 50 minutes off the bench. Was that a focus tonight, or were you just trying to find a spark as you kind of got down in the game?
Yeah, more trying to find a spark. You know, I thought Joe got us going, and I thought, you know, he was certainly making shots early. PJ made shots late, but beyond that, we couldn't find anybody else to score, and that was a problem. You know, obviously, when Chase has 0 for 10, that's hard. Jack and Ian didn't really get going, and so we were trying a bunch of guys off the bench to see if they could give us a little bit of a lift. We tried a lot of different things tonight. We played three guards some. We played, you know, kind of Jack and Chauncey together for a while. I thought RJ was very productive for us. Proud of him. You know, but tonight we didn't have an answer.
Okay, last question.
For Brad, you mentioned some of this is on you. What do you feel like you and the staff need to do to position this team going forward for the tournament?
Get their urgency back. Obviously, we've got to work on our rebounding. You know, we've improved defensively tremendously over the last couple of months. I don't know that it showed today, but we have gotten better. The guys have done a good job of working on that end. And, we got to fine-tune some things heading into NCAA tournament play. We got to help our guys offensively be a little bit better as well.